Title: Private Equity and Digital Health in 2023, Policy Updates and Trends to Watch. Content: As we approach the middle of the first quarter of 2023, private equity firms have continued to demonstrate their interest in investing in digital health. This does not come as a surprise, as most startups in the healthcare technology space have been active in developing attractive strategies. These companies strive to improve health outcomes and lower expenses by focusing on specific gaps, issues, or illnesses, prioritizing technological innovation, and customizing individualized care plans. While the healthcare industry is experiencing an evolution towards digitally enabled care, this movement has been accompanied by a rise in regulatory oversight of digital health, an ostensible conclusion to recent shifts, including the COVID-19-era investment boom in telehealth and the persisting issue of narrowing the digital divide to ensure equitable access and outcomes. Meanwhile, Congress's recent approval of the 2023 Consolidated Appropriations Act extended important flexibilities for telehealth provisions, and even as venture dollars dwindle in the market at large, health tech and digital health startups have the ability to shift focus from dealmaking to partnerships. Under the current landscape, there are high-level trends that private equity investors involved in digital health startup formation and consolidation may want to consider as they formulate ways to prioritize value and innovation while mitigating risk. The following serves as a broad overview of recent policy updates and areas of opportunity in 2023. Regulatory and legislative updates. The 2023 Consolidated Appropriations Act extends various flexibilities, including: Medicare beneficiaries can continue to receive telehealth services from any geographic location. Federally qualified health centers and rural health clinics can continue to provide telehealth services. Providers can continue to use telehealth for hospice face-to-face recertification requirements. And telehealth services can continue to be conducted through audio only. Communications through at least 2024. Congress's expansion of access to telehealth takes steps to ensure continuity of care for Medicare beneficiaries and provides regulators with additional time to determine which flexibilities will become permanent, indicating a success for the telehealth industry as well as a reminder that there is more legislation to come. If finalized, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, proposed rule on advancing interoperability and improving prior authorization processes will require payers to participate in electronic payer-to-payer data exchange and implement automated prior authorization processes. If implemented, these proposals would incentivize payers and providers alike to track health data carefully, document reimbursements accurately, and take on a more proactive approach to improving health, signaling another trend towards preventive care. Both of these policies would require applicable entities to take on significant structural improvements to ensure that they can participate in the streamlined electronic data exchange programs and move towards interoperability. Several current procedural terminology, CPT, codes are launching this year, including a category for remote therapeutic monitoring treatment management services, codes for digital ophthalmology services and codes for remote examination by pathologists or in conjunction with the use of artificial intelligence, AI, algorithms. These codes will make it easier for digital therapeutics companies to get reimbursed for their software-based treatments. In July 2022, the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, Office of Inspector General, OIG, issued a special fraud alert alerting practitioners to exercise caution when entering into arrangements with telemedicine companies. Recently, we reflected that this report, coupled with recent high-profile investigations in the telehealth industry by the Department of Justice, DOJ, and the Drug Enforcement Agency, DEA, reinforces the government's recently heightened interest in scrutinizing telehealth arrangements. The DOJ and the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, have demonstrated a keen interest in PE deals in the healthcare industry. In 2022, the agencies pledged to carefully regulate stealth rollups, coordinate with OIG to protect healthcare consumers and workers, and prioritize Section 8 and FORC.